Well, it wasn't supposed to be this way. We're talking about the jobs report. Welcome to September and the business news headlines for the first day of a new month. In other news, a high chair recall made the news today. A trial in Arizona looks at ads for prostitution. Bed Bath & Beyond does live. We've got the UAW versus GM and Stellantis about unfair labor practices. Speaking of disputes, ESPN goes dark on Charter Communications. We've got the Wall Street Report and news about staffing levels at the 15,000 nursing homes in the U.S. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome once again to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Also, this is the first day of September, and a bit of a programming note for you. We will be on the air on Sunday, noon Central, on News Talk 1540 KXEL, but we will be absent on Monday because, yes, it is Labor Day and the markets are closed. Want to join us on social media? You can find us on X, or what was called Twitter, at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, we're at Insight on Business. Well, on Friday, the numbers came in from the Labor Department about the number of non-farm jobs created in August. Now, remember, economists predicted that the U.S. would add 170,000 jobs. However, surprise, employers blew past that to add 187,000 jobs, evidence the U.S. labor market continues to churn despite the relentless interest rate increases by the Fed. However, from June through August, the economy added 449,000 jobs, and that happens to be the lowest three-month total in 3 years. Friday's report from the Labor Department also showed the unemployment rate rose from 3.5% to 3.8%, the highest level since February of 2022, although low by historical standards. But the rate rose for an encouraging reason. A sizable number of people, like 736,000 of them, began looking for work last month. That's the most since January, and not all of them found jobs right away. Only people who are actively looking for a job are counted as unemployed. The proportion of Americans who either have a job or are looking for one in August rose to 62.8%. That's the highest level since February 2020, before COVID-19 slammed in to the U.S. economy. The major indexes started the month of September ending with mixed results, no doubt due to the jobs report that surprised just about everybody. Those numbers from Wall Street coming at you in just a bit. According to federal regulators, more than 85,000 high chairs sold at major retailers across North America are being recalled due to a fall hazard that's resulted in a handful of injuries. The Associated Press is reporting that toy and nursery product company Tommy International is recalling about 83,000 of its Boone Fair and Boone Flair Elite high chairs that were sold in the U.S., and another over 2,800 sold in Canada. All of this, according to the company and the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. According to this week's recall notice, the bolts securing the high chair seats can loosen, allowing the seats to detach. Tommy has received 34 reports to date of the chair separating from the base. That's according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. This has led to 24 falls that resulted in 11 injuries like bruising or scratching. The high chairs under recall were sold in person and online through retailers like Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Toys R Us, Amazon, and Walmart. The Flair high chairs were sold from 2008 to 2009, while the Flair Elite models were sold from 2008 to 2017. Consumers can identify the products with their model number and manufacturing date codes. All of the recalled high chairs, which come in multiple colors, were made in China before 2016. Well, a trial in Phoenix, a prosecutor there said the founder of the classified site Backpage.com and four employees carefully strategized how to bring in ads for prostitution to maintain their top earning platform. The AP is reporting that attorneys for Michael Lacey and the other four defendants countered that their clients had nothing to do with the daily operations of classified ads. The clash over culpability was at the center of opening statements in the second trial of all five men on charges of facilitating prostitution and laundering money in what authorities say was a scheme to knowingly sell ads for sex on the classified site. It seems that how you define escort is at the heart of the issue. So have you heard? There is a very different Bed Bath & Beyond, and the company is making some serious noise. Turn on just about any radio, and you're likely to hear ads for the reimagined Bed Bath & Beyond. As you remember, the company closed all of their brick-and-mortar stores and took the products online. After Overstock.com announced that it bought Bed Bath & Beyond's brand out of bankruptcy, the company has dumped its name and morphed into its website and app, and now BedBathAndBeyond.com is hoping consumers will flock to the online site to take advantage of some big Labor Day sales. Speaking of Labor Day and unions, it's turning ugly. Just a couple of weeks before a contract between UAW workers and two automakers turns south. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the United Auto Workers Union has accused General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis of not bargaining in good faith 2 weeks before the labor contracts with the Detroit automakers are set to expire. UAW President Sean Fain said that the union has filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board, citing unfair labor practices by the two automakers. Both companies, by the way, have denied the allegations. Fain said that the Big Three have a simple playbook when it comes to bargaining that can be summed up in three words: delay, delay, and delay. Fain is leading the union's negotiations for a new four-year labor agreement for about 146,000 hourly workers at Ford, GM, and Stellantis. The current agreements do expire on September 14, and if a deal isn't reached, Fain has said the union is prepared to go out on strike. Ford, by the way, is the only automaker that has submitted its formal response to the union's economic demands, but the union says its offer doesn't even come close. The union has called for greater restrictions around the use of temporary workers, the return of cost of living adjustments, and the elimination of grow-in period, in which less experienced workers make lower wages. Speaking of disputes, the Walt Disney Corporation has cut off its TV programming to Charter Communications cable system after a fee dispute. Shares of both companies sank as Disney blocked the ABC network, ESPN, and other networks to Charter's 14.7 million subscribers, including some in the New York and Los Angeles markets, when the two sides could not agree on a contract renewal. Disney noted it has struck deals with pay TV providers of all types and sizes around the country, and the rates and terms it is seeking are driven by the marketplace. The company added it was committed to coming up with a mutually agreed settlement upon resolution with Charter. Well, the major indexes ended the first day of September mixed. The Dow gained 115 points to close at 34,837, while the NASDAQ fell by 3 points to end the session at 14,031. And the S&P 500 picked up 8 points to end the day and the week at 4515. For the week, the Dow climbed 1.4%, the S&P 500 advanced by 2.5%, and the NASDAQ gained 3.2%. The S&P 500 posted its biggest weekly gain since the week that ended on June 16. A reminder for you that the markets will be closed on Monday for Labor Day, and that also means we're out of here as well. Have a great holiday weekend. And finally, there is this, and this is about something very near and dear to me, having spent 10 years as an executive at the largest long-term healthcare facility in the state of Iowa. And this story has to do with staffing levels. Federal regulations that would govern staffing levels at the country's 15,000 nursing homes for the first time are being criticized by patient advocates as being insufficient. All of this, according to NPR. The new standard would require that each nursing home resident to receive a staffing equivalent to 3 hours a day, with just over half an hour of that time spent with registered nurses. Patient advocates wanted far higher staffing ratios, but the nursing home industry claims it can't meet the mandate. The proposed rules follow high numbers of deaths at nursing homes from COVID-19. Nursing homes are required to have what's called sufficient staff under the current law, but nearly all interpretation is left to the states. A new study commissioned by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services found there was no single staffing level that would guarantee quality care. And all of that story is so very sad. Here in Iowa, nursing homes are closing because they cannot find staff. And why can't they find staff? Because the jobs are tough and the people that take them, quite frankly, are underpaid. And the folks in need of care are the ones who suffer. It's a sad story. That's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.